Second floor. Doors open.
Chapter 2. A Meeting Point for Sense. You have now exited the elevator on the second floor. Please turn right along the wooden wall. Stop. Keep turning until you see the sign Search and Discover. Walk in that direction now. You cross a lift to your right side and a fire hose reel on your left. As you enter the next room, pause for a moment and close your eyes. Pay attention to the smells you perceive. Could this be a meeting point for smells? Slowly open your eyes. There are many stuffed animals that are not behind glass. Which one attracts you? Go there. Raise your arms as you approach it. The museum allows you to touch and get very close to these animals. Take a moment to smell the specimen. Inhale. Your molecules commingle with the scents around you. Sniff again. What smells can you remember from your way to the museum today? Of your breakfast? The traffic? The park? Lift your palm to your nose and smell. Are any traces left? What smells shaped this being's life? Look up. Can you see the ventilation system? You are still a body within a body, traveling along its lung's capillaries. Make your way to the left-hand side of the room to the skeleton vitrine. Continue walking along this wall of skeletons. Do you see the peacock at the end of the room? It is high up on the wall. Go there. Let it have a look at you. Return its gaze and maintain eye contact. This peacock has been emptied of bones. Where once was a pelvic bone is now cotton wool and wire. There is a manual on the preservation of specimens of natural history. The Australian Museum made it for collectors in 1887. Taxidermy, the mounting and preservation of dead animals, was a huge excitement at that time. Animals were mounted for display and their skins preserved for study.
When first obtained, push a small piece of cotton wool, tow, or moss into the throat and remove any blood from the feathers. Pass a piece of string through the base of the bill and make it fast, leaving a loop to hang the bird up by. Note the colour of the bird's eyes, bill, legs, and feet. If the weather be hot and the bird cannot be skinned at once, it is advisable to brush the bills, eyelids, inside of the mouth, and the vent with a solution of mercuric chloride and camphor.
Look to your right side. You will find two screens with two microscopes. Choose one and sit down. If the microscopes are occupied, pause this track and observe how the microscope is being used. Resume the track once a microscope is available. As you sit down on the chair, I wonder how a peacock would sit on it. If there is a plexiglass case of an existing sample, please remove it from the observation lens. Place your left hand, palm up, on the microscope observation platform. There are two levers on the microscope. The top one is to zoom in. The bottom one is to refine the focus. Please zoom into your fingertip and take a moment to get it into focus. Look at your fingertip. It's the only one like this among 7.5 billion humans on Earth. Humans have been given the distinction of individuation. Humans and other primates have unique fingerprints that make them trackable, governable. You can put them in a database. Behind this microscope, behind the walls of this room, is the museum's research building. There, databases and storage rooms host millions of organisms to study change and variety within species and to look for typicalities. The rooms hold holotype specimens after which whole species have been named by Western science. Please turn your palm downwards so that the top of your hand is facing the microscope and take a moment to zoom in. Heat and cold, pain, vibration, softness, harshness. This is where the world translates into sensation, through your skin. Your skin is a topographic landscape, the valleys and mountains, the creases. As you age, the mountains will grow higher, and the valleys will continue to deepen. Slowly spread your fingers apart and see how the mountains of your skin change. If you are sitting down, please stand up now. Lift your right hand up to your face and shape it like a telescope. With your telescope, please relocate the peacock close to the bookshelf near the end of the room. You will find a wooden box on a glass structure with a black base. Please walk there and look at the plexiglass case. Inside, dried plants, eggshells, taxidermy birds. You see remnants of animals that have passed arranged in a specific pattern. Slowly open the lens of your telescope and relax your hand so that you have the whole box in view. With the fingertips of your right hand, gently trace the outline of one of the birds. With your left hand, trace this same outline on your body. Perhaps this can be a physical reminder of this bird. Look at this case so that it makes an imprint on your memory. Then, leave the room through the door from which you entered. Pass the fire hose reel on your right and the lift on your left. Turn left. Continue walking.
On the right-hand side is a space for human children. They are constantly being choreographed into dynamic positions. There was an opening of a glass door coming up. Run to that door. You have 10 seconds to get there. Ready, set, go! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This marks the end of Chapter 2. Chapter 3 begins at the entrance to the glass door.